It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're out just at sunrise looking for great horned owls. These are crepuscular birds, which means that they're most active at dawn and dusk. So it's just the perfect time to go out looking, and also it's the perfect time because this is their nesting season. They start courting even in November and December, and it's just about time for the chicks to be hatching now.
I've got a scope on a great horned owl nest. I'm trying to tune it in to see if we can see the female who does all the incubating on her nest.
We're not going to really pinpoint exactly where this nest is, protect the owls.
I'm having a very difficult time seeing a female in here. Either she's very hidden, which is a great thing for great horned owls. They're the color of bark and the trees, so they can blend in. Or she's not in the nest anymore. So
she might be out hunting, too.
She could be, Yes. Yeah, that's true.
If you're out looking for owls, they usually are high up in a tree. They don't build their own nest. They take over other people's nests. So they will take over a hawk nest or a magpie nest, but they're lazy. They don't like to build their own nest.
This is inconclusive, this nest. It did have some activity earlier in the season and an incubating female. One of my colleagues actually saw it being harassed by a bald eagle. The owl was flared out and puffed its wings up. So I'm deliberately kind of setting us up behind a tree so that she doesn't have full view of us. But she is in the nest, so sometimes you have to move around to get a different angle. We're still a sufficient distance away, maybe 100 to 150 meters from the nest.
I'm having trouble seeing her. Oh, yes, I do see her. She's sitting quite low in the nest. And it's amazing that such a huge bird as an owl can just disappear. She's the same color and texture as the background. And you can be looking right at an owl and not see her. And then suddenly she materializes, and there she is. One thing I love about owls is their sound.
Those are the collared doves.
Collared doves,
which have a similar sound. Yeah.
A collared dove would be a nice meaty meal for an owl.
I'm sure you've had a few. She's looking right at us. Yeah. Their eyes, when they're wide open, are yellow iris with a dark pupil, but they can close their eyes way down, so that they're just little slits, and they might look like they're sleeping, but they can have their eyes just barely open and they're watching you. So their face is very round, and if you happen to catch them hooting and you're in the good light, that white throat puffs up as they're going, or, "Who's awake? Me too. Who's awake? Me too." If you were to put it to words.
And I love to watch them when they're doing that because they sort of bend over a little bit and puff up their rump.
They almost look like a chicken crowing. They really throw their head forward as they're hooting. As we get toward dusk, she'll awaken and she'll call to her mate and look for a prey delivery, probably, from her mate. It's really important to observe any nesting birds from a distance, either with spotting scopes or binoculars. Owls, especially if they're staring at you, they're perceiving you as a threat. So you want to observe from a good distance.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.